Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Yo, 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 yo. What is happening? How you doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shit.
Oh, no, you shit. Hey, mate.
No,
is it this weather? Is it this jeffing weather? It is. I don't know if the weather knows this, but we are into May. It is the 3rd of May.
Do you know what as well? I'm getting
what as well.
What as well is I'm getting on my own tits because all I seem to do is think slash talk slash get annoyed about the weather.
Well, this is actually a very interesting topic.
What, the weather?
Because I was chatting to my good friend Solly.
Yes, Solly.
Solly. Hang on. Mum is cleaning the house and she's asking me a question. No, don't wash those. They were only washed a couple of days ago. Don't wash any of that stuff. Okay, thank you.
Please, Margaret, just go away now and do your chores. Thank you.
I was talking to my good friend Solly.
Solly, yes.
And she was saying that she is obsessed with the weather.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Oh my God, you and Solly are the same person. If I hadn't have seen you in the same room at the same time, I would have been like, actually the same people?
Yeah. That's the thing. I'm annoying myself because...
Well, she, on her Apple Watch, she has the weather on the clock face.
Oh, no. That
it shows her what it's going to be now and what it's going to be in, like, the next 10, 15 minutes.
That's a step too far.
She actually said to me when I chatted to her about it, Ruth, honestly, I think I'm totally obsessed with the weather.
Well, I mean, that would say yes, you are. If that's on your Apple Watch face, Solly.
Yeah.
As much as we're alike, that, my friend.
That is dickish.
Yes. You need to sort that shit out and get it off.
Put yourself straight into DB.
Absolutely, Solly. Yeah. Yes. That is really just not okay. Yeah. Like, I annoy myself by checking the app and looking out the window and going, well, this is fucking great.
Yeah.
But I'm not having it on my watch telling me what it's like now and what it's going to be like in 5 hours' time.
And she actually said to me, it's very reliable.
Well, it's obviously not.
No, it tells her what the weather's going to do.
Yeah, I know, but who wants to know in that much detail? That's not helpful, Solly does. Is it?
It's because Solly is obsessed with going for a walk.
Well, I mean, again, that's very like me.
Very like
yes,
you.
Yes, yes. There's like another similarity there between Solly.
To be honest,
Solly and
I think the reason that Solly and I get on so well is because she is so much like you. I think that is the reason.
The reason.
Anyway, we're recording on a Friday today.
We're doing another record on a Friday because...
I'm off work today, which is lovely.
Brilliant. And obviously, the reason for doing it today is because Monday is... we've got another BH.
Definitely.
But it's also... It is the 42nd birthday of Pat Shanes.
And I still haven't had the cameras from the 40th. Yay!
Do you mean the photos?
You don't want the cameras,
do you?
The developed cameras from the 40th.
The photos. Right, I'll give them to you on Monday.
Photos.
You can have them on Monday and do what you want with.
Chuck them in my face.
I shall. I'm going to chuck them in your face and say, there's your fucking photos from your 40th fucking birthday. There. Have that.
Are you coming on Saturday night?
Yes.
Yes, Patty! Yes, Jeff, that's
now that I've been included.
Oh, now, for God's now sake. That I've been,
you know, and obviously we won't go into detail on here because not everyone wants to slash needs to know, but Patty had arranged a little birthday celebration.
Oh, we won't go on to detail. Hang on. This is like the whole no offence thing, or I'm not meaning to be horrible. We won't go into detail, but basically Patty arranged a whole birthday do for herself and didn't invite me. There's your fucking detail.
There's your detail.
Do you know what it is, though? Do you know what it is? I had to think about this, and you're absolutely right. I apologised, and I should have thought of you. But I think, as we've talked about the new season that you're in, that is also strange for me.
What do you mean?
Because there would have been times where I would have invited you to stuff and you maybe couldn't come, or because of the age of your children, or like, I think there is a switch, isn't there, that we're both having to find a new pattern with.
No, I just think you fucked up.
Wow. Okay. Anyway, we're not going to go into detail.
Moving swiftly on. I saw a funny thing. It wasn't from VBP, although I do have another VBP, but I saw this and it absolutely cracked me up. One of the worst things about human life is that every 18 months you have to call Sky and pretend that you're going to leave them until they find a magical offer which halves your bill, which apparently didn't exist when you first rang.
Yeah.
What is that about?
Well, Sned has bought this, didn't she? It's dickish behaviour. Well, you have to do the dance that you're going to leave
doing
with
the
company.
Yes. Yeah.
Why do I have to do the dance?
Yes. But to get a deal.
That I'm going to leave to get a deal. We all know what you're doing. Stop it. She actually said at the end of her message, stop it.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Oh, actually, talking about messages, we had the most amazing email in.
Oh.
I'm going to read it to you now. Hi, both. Wanted to send you a message and say a big thank you for keeping me semi-sane over the last year. In April 2023, my husband was diagnosed with motor neurons disease, a diagnosis that devastated our family and changed our lives forever. He bravely fought and faced the changes in his mobility and speech with grace and humility. I couldn't have been prouder of him. I tried to remain strong for our three children and used humour a lot to explain things to them and help them to learn to live with how their dad was changing almost daily. My car was my safe space. I would cry driving to and from work, then put my game face on at either end of the journey. Wednesday, though, was always completely different. Listening to you changed my journey and I was able to smile and laugh. Ruth, your laugh is contagious and always makes my day. And when Ange over explains to the last detail and goes off on the rant, the episode is all the better for it. My lovely gentleman lost his battle 363 days after his diagnosis on the 4th of April this year. Life without him is strange and unknown, and I'm trying to keep strong for our children as best I can. I 100% think that motor neurons disease belongs in the worst kind of dickish behaviour and has got on my shitting tits every day and always will. Anyway, I'm rambling. I just wanted to say never change and to let you know how much comfort I've taken from your crazy, amazing podcast. Lots of love, and please keep those giggles coming, Sarah.
Oh my gosh, that's actually made me cry.
What a beautiful message. And like, I just, I opened that and I cried when I first read it.
Yeah.
Because just, the thought that we
just make
in
a little bit of difference.
Some aspect of her life on a Wednesday morning, she would get in the car. And it would feel like a different journey for her.
Yeah. That has totally got me.
I know. It's so beautifully written as well, isn't it? Oh. It's so...
Well,
yeah.
You know, it's so easy to just think that what we do for half an hour a week probably doesn't actually really make that big a difference to anyone.
No.
And you know, you do have times you think, oh, you know, is it actually worth doing it anymore? I don't know whether you ever have those thoughts. Perhaps.
Oh yeah.
You know, you kind of think, oh, I don't know.
What's the point?
Does anybody really care? Really care? Really listen? Does it really make any difference to anyone else apart from me?
Yeah.
And when you just hear messages like that, Even if it was only Sarah that listened every week.
Yeah, I know.
I would do it all every week for Sarah.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, what an awful thing for her and her
children to have to go through.
I mean, Sarah, honestly, my love. I don't know how you've managed life recently, but I'm so thankful that we have been able to kind of bring a little bit of light and laughter and distraction, I suppose, as well. I mean, the fact that that bit where she says about she sits in her car and then kind of has to switch to
her game face on,
just
apart from on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Like that was the bit that got me. It was like you could feel the sadness was palpable in what her car journeys were like. But then the fact that she says, but Wednesdays were always different. Like, I don't know. There's just this.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, motor neurons is something that is so forgotten about, you know, and I'm not saying it's, you know, it's not about illness top trumps, is it? Or anything like that.
No.
But I think to watch somebody essentially, you know, lose their speed,
deteriorate
and,
in front of you
every single day and get kind of locked into their own body is,
you just cannot imagine
and having to explain that to your children that, you know, their dad isn't what. But honestly, Sarah, thank you for taking the time in amongst what has been obviously a very painful, difficult journey.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking the time to write to this little corner of the podcast world.
Yeah.
That is tiny in comparison to
lots of others.
All the other podcasts that are out there. Thank you for choosing Finding the Funny to make your Wednesday journeys a bit better. Thank you for listening. And thank you for taking the time to send us that message, because I cried when I first read it. And that's why I didn't send it to you, Ange, because I knew that reading it to you would probably have more of
totally
impact.
Got me.
So, yeah.
And
thank
we will continue, Sarah, to bring you rants, bring you elongated stories and Patty's amazing laugh week in, week out for the foreseeable.
Yes.
And hope
we've
that
got you.
We've got you, Sarah, mate.
We have got you
in your car, in your kitchen, wherever you need us. We're there.
Yeah.
Right, now we had a great dickish behaviour in from...
Okay.
It started with C, is her handle, or his handle. And this person said, dickish behaviour, people, in brackets, particularly older people, doing wheelies on push bikes.
That's very specific.
But... very true. I saw someone just yesterday wheeling around Waitrose.
No.
Yes. I think this man.
Hang on a second. Hang on. Mum's doing the dishwasher. Can you hear it?
She stopped now.
Yeah.
Well, I can't hear it now. No, you I can hear it. I can hear the bish bash.
Mum! Mum! Margs! Margaret! You cannot do the dishwasher. Even with the door shut, we can hear you. Go upstairs,
for goodness
sake. For fuck's sake, man. We are a pro outlet. Did you not hear Sarah's email? It was heart-wrenching.
We are a pro outlet.
Yes.
Fuck off.
Oh. Mom's little cameo.
Did she give you the birdie at the same time?
No, she just looked me bang in the eye and was like, fuck off.
Oh dear, classic logs.
Anyway,
back to your wheelies. Right, yeah.
Wheeling, what do you mean? Like, as
proper
on a bike?
Yes, bike, wheel, like, you know, when they lift their front tyre up.
How old was this person?
I reckon he was about 25.
Shut up.
Yeah, no, I'm being deadly serious. Because
doing wheelies.
Wheelies around Waitrose. Because I remember thinking, what a prick. What are you doing at 25 wheeling around Waitrose? Get a life, get a job.
W-A-W.
He
is going, wah.
Yeah.
Wheeling around Waitrose.
wheeling, proper, full on, and like, you know, where my waist rose.
Hang on, right. Firstly, we need to backpedal. Backpedal.
Nice.
We need to backpedal here, because why is anyone riding a bike around Waitrose to start off with?
Well, it's
why are you on a bike?
Well, yeah, but you know where my Waitrose is? It's like all a sort of like pedestrianised area.
Yeah, but just leave your bike outside.
Well,
nobody needs to see you on a bike in the Waitrose. But I think it's just exactly.
But it's, I think for a lot of, and generally this is men/boys that do wheelies and shit, isn't it? I don't see many.
There's no 25-year-old girls out there doing their makeup and making their hair look good and then thinking, right, I'm gonna get my bike and do some wheelies. I'm gonna wah.
So I think there's a bit of me that thinks this is a sort of level of showing off for men slash boys.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I'm on a bike and look at this. Bang, up the wheel comes. Woo, look at me, just on one wheel. You know, it's like when you see them going around like with their, you know, just no hands on the handlebars.
That pisses me off.
I mean, it does slightly
impress you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because
especially if they're handsome.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's just an added boner. Isn't it?
Look at him. He's got no hands.
He's got a fit body.
I
sometimes go, how do you do that? How are they doing that?
Talking about fit bodies, do you know what I've realised? Obviously, I'm going to the gym.
You are gymming up. You've become a big gym buddy.
You know, there's a. I love people watching in the gym.
Yes.
Like what people do.
Yeah.
How they behave, how they strut.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love the people when they're doing weights that really check themselves out.
Oh, yeah.
Like Michael Flatley, Lord of the Dance. You know, you know, like doing all those poses like Stavros Flatley used to do. Stavros Flatley, man, they were incredible.
They were brilliant,
But all those like poses, you know, big poses. And you know, there's one particular guy, he absolutely loves looking at himself in the mirror. Oh, my God, he's doing his weight. Anyway, what I've noticed that I find quite attractive in a man is people with big hair. I love a big quiff.
What?
Yeah. So like,
oh no.
You know Chris Taylor from Love Island? Do you know
who
that is?
I know who he is and no.
That hair.
No.
Oh my God, I love it.
What? That
yeah.
No, that is weird, Pats.
That is straight up truth for me.
It's straight up weird. That's what that is.
What I thought that dickish behaviour was gonna be, which I think is also a dickish behaviour. Is when older people do their food shop on a Saturday/Sunday. Fuck off, you're retired.
Go on a Wednesday afternoon.
I don't need to see you, 70-year-old, in Tesco, clogging it up on a Sunday. Why are you coming on a Sunday? I am single-handedly holding up the economy with the rest of my millennials, right? And you're here dicking around
in the cheese aisle.
What is that about?
Maybe, I don't know though, because I wonder if for a lot of older people, it's like they know there's going to be lots of people there. And it's like a way
I don't care. Wow. I don't care.
Okay, Patty's coming in strong here.
Because I don't need to be stuck behind
you. What about Brian? Brian, you know, he doesn't have a lot going on in his life and he thinks, you know, I'm going down Tesco because I might see some people I know.
Go and play bowls. Go and join the bowls group, Ryan. Yeah?
Do you think you'll ever be one of those older people that goes to play bowls and shit?
No.
No.
I mean, maybe given my new fitness lifestyle, maybe I'll be well into bowls.
Yeah, you get into your sort of, you know, 60s, 70s and you think, I've got to keep my energy up. I've got to keep
fit.
My fitness up. I'm going to go and join a bowls club.
I think I'll be a bridge player.
Do you remember when Dad
got obsessed with bridge? That was weird. Was he in like a bridge league?
Bridge club? Was he in a bridge club and shit?
Yeah, for like 2.5 years you'd play bridge Monday and Wednesday night in our dining room. Everyone would come round and be playing bridge.
I don't even know how you play bridge. What is bridge?
Stop saying bridge, it's weird. Anyway, yeah, that's what pisses me off. Old people that do their shopping on a Saturday / Sunday, get out of my face. Come on a Thursday afternoon, you're retired. Yeah,
well,
you don't do anything in the week, yeah?
I feel for Brian and Frieda. And I'm like, Brian and Frieda, if you want to pop along on a Saturday, I'll have a chat with you down the cheese aisle.
That's because you do your food shop online. I've started doing my food shop to get my steps up. That is actually true. The last two Sundays, I've actually gone out to the supermarket to get my steps up.
That is one of the funniest things you've ever seen. You are going food shopping to get your steps up.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really walk at a pace.
You can't. Well, if Frieda and Brian aren't there, you can.
Hence, I don't want them there when I'm doing the food
shop. Yeah, I'm trying to get... Brian, get out of the way. I'm trying to get the fucking steps up, you prick.
Isn't prick a great word?
Yeah, great word.
Oh, it's a great word, that.
It's a great... But yeah, the wheelies. The wheelies is a good one.
Yeah.
Just stop it. Just cut it out.
Why are you doing that? There's no need. Yeah. Just keep both wheels on the ground and ride.
Yeah.
Especially if you're over the age of 16.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
16 and over, you've got to keep your wheels down.
You should not be wheeling around Waitrose.
16 and under...
Yeah,
wheel
fine.
Away.
If you want to do a little
wheel
wheelie
away,
here
mate.
And there, that's fine.
Do
but
it.
Again, probably just keep that to the parks.
Yeah.
Because when they come at you down the bloody pavement or sort of pedestrianised areas, and they're like, woo, wheel up, wheel up. You're like, fuck off. Go
I'll tell
to
you
the
what,
park.
you can't do wheelies on a scooter, can you? You can do those little jump things.
Yeah, the little bunny hop jumps and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again,
people get
slightly
well
weird.
Those. Yeah, slightly weird.
Mm.
Yeah, what about skateboards? What can you do on those? I suppose you can do like little jumps and
shit
on that.
Yeah, you can do,
well,
and they can like flip them up and put them down.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Get on them off just do a lot of tricks and
tricks.
And shits. Yeah.
A lot of tricks.
Tricks and shits down the skate park. Yeah. Right, now I have a tits. Okay.
Okay.
And this kind of correlates, great word.
Correlates.
With
correlation station.
A previous tits I brought a while back. And it's this
right.
has come back, this has come to fruition to my attention because BGT is back on our screens. Right.
Right.
So the thing that's getting on my tits are acrobatics and people doing dangerous shit on the TV. But with the added layer of doing it shirtless.
This is very specific.
Very specific. I watched BGT, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, right?
I haven't watched any of it.
I mean, it's actually quite shit. It's actually the whole thing's getting on my nerves now. And the thing that really pisses me off as well, which I should have put in at the same time, but I didn't, but I'll bring it now,
is
that so many now of the people that end up on there that go through or get, you know, the
golden
buzzer are people that have already got an element of success in a field, and they've obviously been pulled from the internet.
Yeah,
and they go, right, do you know what? You're a really good singer, probably not quite getting the gigs you want. Get yourself on BGT, we'll put you through, we'll give you the golden buzzer. Bob is your uncle, Fanny is your aunt, but nobody is going to vote for you because those people get found out,
right?
So that
this is a class A BGT rant.
It is.
Who are the judges? Cowell, Holden, Dixon. Bruno.
Tony Ollie, if you're going all surname. You went all
Tony Ollie. Isn't it Tony Ollie?
Tony Ollie. Tony Ollie.
Tony Ollie. Who ain't Tony Ollie?
Bruno Tony Ollie.
What's he like, Tony Ollie?
Oh, he's actually quite... He can be a bit annoying. Because sometimes
like
I feel... Sometimes I think, you know, Tony Ollie wants it all to be about Tony Ollie. He's not actually, he doesn't give a shit about who's on the stage. He's there to flounce, to get up, to put his arms in the air, to talk in Italian, to go, everybody look at Tony Ollie. So he does get on my nerves a little bit.
I am dead. He started about a rant about acrobats doing stuff shirtless, and it's basically gone into a rant of, I don't know why I'm watching BGT anymore, because it's all about Tony Ollie and it's a crock of shit.
Yes. It is. It's one of those weird programs that I actually get annoyed watching it, but I weirdly want to watch it.
Well, it was like that singing one that we watched. What was that called? That were being other people. It wasn't Stars in Their Eyes, but
yeah, I know. You know,
there was three of them on the stage.
Yeah, that
one
came out as Ed Sheeran.
Explained that well. Yeah, we watched that together quite a lot. Yeah. Us lot.
Yeah,
and
again,
we'd be like, "This is so shit," but it's sort of addictive.
Really good. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what you get with BGT, and it does give a lot of fodder. There's a lot of times I just think this is shit. I've got to talk about this.
Gives us a lot of podcasts.
Yeah. And the acrobatics.
I mean,
they pretend that they're going to fall. And you're like, I know you're not going to fall, Jeff. This is all part of the show. Oh, wibble, wobble, will he fall? No, he won't, will he? Because this is part of the thing.
And they're not
going to
put out on TV somebody getting really badly hurt.
And then they pan to the judges and you've got, you know, everyone's going, Holden. Holden's losing her shit because they might
mental fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alicia, hand through eyes. Tony Ollie standing up, waving his hand around.
Simon Cowell just counting his money.
Just literally thinking, what the fuck am I doing here?
Yeah, just basically Simon, the whole way through BGT, is just thinking, grin and bank it, grin and bank it, grin and bank it, Simon. That's all that's going through his head.
And they do just a lot of this now, like trying to set up shit. They'll have Dixon and Holden turning up at some boy's play at school and they say, we're here to tell you you've got a play on. It's just too
staged. Oh my God,
staged.
It sounds like Britain's Got Talent has met the Pride of Britain Awards, because that's what they do at the Pride of Britains. They turn up and say, you've won a Pride. It's like they're trying to
make people
cry.
Yes. And I'm just like, I don't need to see this. I'm seeing right through what you're doing here.
Yeah. I'm seeing through you, Holden. I'm seeing through you, Tony Ollie.
Tony Ollie, yes.
Yeah, I didn't really like Tony Ollie on Strictly.
Yeah, he's too much.
Yeah,
he's just a bit, he's just like, Tony, mate, just sit, Tony. I'm just going to call him Tony now. Just sit down.
Yeah, stop with the arm flouncing.
I think Dixon gets a bit pissed off with him.
Oh, I'm not surprised. I bet
sometimes,
Dixon is like,
yeah, you can tell. She's literally side-eyeing him, like, sit the fuck down. Shut the fuck up.
Well, there's
Tony.
A reason Simon's the other end of the table.
Oh, 100%.
I tell you what, though, talking of Britain's Got Talent, I did fall down it because, you know, Riverdance is sort of making a bit of a comeback.
Is it?
Apparently,
I've heard,
so last night I fell down a Stavros Flatley hole.
Hence you brought them today.
Yeah,
Stavros.
Because honestly, the first time they came out,
that was the brilliant dad
and his like mocking of Michael Flatley with all of his poses at the front of the stage. And you think it's just him. And then on comes the little boy. And he's like going mental too. And he's like doing all the poses. And he does that wiggly dance and stuff. It is so funny.
It is brilliant. Yeah.
That
is very good. That's your classic BGT, that.
They didn't win. They came fourth.
That is poor. Who won that year then?
Diversity.
Oh, well, fair enough.
And I didn't know this, but Susan Boyle was in that year as well. And she came second.
No, Subo didn't win.
She came second to Diversity. That's what it said on the internet.
On the internet?
Let's have a look.
Subo.
Did Subo?
She might.
Win?
I think that might be right, actually.
I don't think she did win BGT. Susan Boyle did not win Britain's Got Talent. She came second in 2009, narrowly missing out to the crown to Diversity.
Wow!
But that was a great year. You had Flatley in there. You had Diversity in there. You had
Subo.
Boyle in there.
Yeah.
I mean,
And see, honestly, that's the thing. It has just totally gone downhill from those days.
It has.
Hedonistic BGT days are gone.
They are over.
They are over. And it's now just a little bit shit.
You know what they're going to have next, don't you?
What?
Jamie, 25, doing wheelies. He's going to come on and say, I've learnt my talent in the local waitress.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been wheeling for 13 years.
And I do it all without my top on. Yeah. I'm going to do it tits out.
Often I'll ride on with no hands on my handlebars.
Yeah, you just watch.
It might get a little bit hairy in the middle, but don't worry, I'll not fall off.
No.
Here we go.
No, I'll just
music
make it.
Starts.
I'll make it look like I'm going to fall, but I'm not really.
Do you know the ones that started to get on my tits on BGT? The dog ones.
The dog, yeah.
Because that girl did it and she was amazing with her dog. I can't remember what her name was, but she was incredible, wasn't she? And she got her dog like, basically dancing and stuff.
Yeah. Although, Pat, there is a woman this year that's been on already. She comes on with like, she starts it with one dog, then there's two, then there's five. Honestly.
See, that annoys me.
No, but it is actually very good.
Is it? Did she it get is. Them like jumping through hoops and
honestly,
stuff?
Honestly, I can't remember her name.
Right. But I'm going to look it up on the YouTube.
Have a look on the YouTube because that actually, because sometimes I was a bit like that with the dogs. I'm like,
oh, dogs.
Do you know what? That girl did it. She was the best. You are not going to be, you're not going to reach her. Those standards. Like,
no.
That's it. Forget it.
Yeah.
But this woman has come in strong, to be honest.
I like it when the dogs don't do it. When you get ones where the dogs just are like, nah.
No, I'm not doing that.
Oh, bother today, actually. That hoop.
Yeah. And I don't want those treats. I hate those treats.
Yeah.
They taste like poo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just going to sit here.
And
not going to do it.
I'm actually just going to be really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the dog ones do annoy me a bit.
I know what you mean.
The dog ones annoy me. The acro annoys me.
Yeah. Magicians. That was the one I bought previously. Magicians.
Yeah. And also, what about... I tell you what got massive at one point, like sword throwing and shit.
Yeah, fires and swords.
Fire
and...
eating, getting into water and staying in water for 3 hours.
Yes, it's all that shit. That
bringing
like...
that tank on. It's like, I'm going to get into this water. I'm going to chain myself. Am I going to die? No, because ITV couldn't put it out if you died. So you're going to break free.
Yes. And
There's
then
no
it's
suspense.
Just a complete anti-climax, Jeff.
Yeah.
Do it at home for your own enjoyment.
Get in your own bath.
Yeah.
And hold your breath.
Just, you know, lie under the water for 5 minutes and come
and
out and go, wow.
And your household can clap you.
Yes. Just get your wife up and say, just stand there and watch me in the bath. Beryl. Beryl. Do my thing now. Come up and watch me. You go under, you stay under there for 5 minutes, you come up and Beryl cheers you and jumps in the bath.
And Beryl throws some gold confetti because you've got the
golden buzzer. You're through, Brian. Oh dear. There we go.
Oh my God. Well, that feels like a very silly.
Oh yeah.
But very fun episode.
Brilliant. And that's, do you know what, Sarah? That's for you.
That is for you.
That is for you, Sarah. For you, mate. Patty's done some great laughs, / almost bordering on about to vomit. Which obviously just adds to it, to be honest.
Will she die live on the podcast through her coffin?
Yeah. That would be a fun thing to try.
Let's try it. Also, has your phone been going mental today because of the news that's been announced? Oh, I can't imagine what it must be like to be Ruth and James. Flipping heck. For those of you that don't know, it's been announced today that there'll be a final episode of Gavin and Stacey on Christmas Day.
The final, the end.
The final
that's
one.
No more.
The finale.
And it's, the amount of people messaged and have been like, Ange. I'm like, yeah, I know. And because obviously we have known for a while.
You can't talk about it.
Don't say anything. We keep it all, you know, shtum. And then it comes out, you're like, we know. Yeah.
Yeah, we already knew this.
Yeah.
You told us this like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Surprise.
But it is brilliant. It's so
Although
it's so good.
Somebody messaged me, sent me the picture and said, your brother needs to cut his fingernails.
No, they're Ruth's fingers.
No.
Yes. Holding the script.
Oh.
That's Ruth's hands. Yeah. Yes.
That, right. Yeah, because that's not his wedding ring. No, you're right. Yeah.
Exactly. That's Ruth Snails. Hence, that is Ruth Snails.
Longer. Yeah, he wouldn't have fingernails like that.
No. James has no fingernails.
Yeah, he bites.
Yeah.
His. Yeah.
They're like little stumps.
Little stumpies.
Yeah.
But yeah, the secret is finally out. We can talk about it.
Yeah.
We can, you know. It's
Which
coming.
Is actually so exciting because we never know, Pat. He never, other than us knowing that this was in the pipeline, he never says anything about the script,
when he's
about
gonna
what's going to happen
it or,
in it.
Oh, he's told us a couple of things. You obviously don't remember.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's told us when we went for afternoon tea at Harrod's around Christmas, he told us a couple of
See,
stories.
See, that's
that
the good thing with
really
me.
Funny.
Yeah, you can tell me and I'll forget anyway.
Yeah, she'll actually
I actually won't have a clue. Yeah.
No. Yeah, he's told us there are some funny bits of it. He has told us a couple of things.
Yeah. But yes. So it's exciting for us.
I can't imagine what it and we'll be with him on Christmas.
I know,
Day this
that's
year.
What I was
Isn't
thinking.
That's so cool, and they'll be in their new house.
Yeah. And because we were with him for the last like
with
one
Ruth
they did.
Jones.
With Ruth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe Ruth she'll Jones join as well.
On. Maybe she'll join. Yeah. Maybe she'll join.
Oh, exciting.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening.
Yes.
We hope you have a wonderful week. Remember, there's loads of ways you can get in touch with Ange and I. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth_Gordon. Ange is at Ange Gordon.
And you can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But Ange and I will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.